Now let's look at this, beginning with verse 1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and unleavened bread. You see, the Passover was on the 14th day of the first month, at even as the Lord's Passover, is the way that Leviticus 23:5 reads. That's the month generally of April, Nisan. And then you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread was on the 15th day of the same month, and it continued for 7 days. And in Leviticus 23:6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Now, it was, I think, the intention of these 11 rulers to take Jesus at the end of the Passover season, after the crowds had left Jerusalem, and then they intended to put him to death. Let me read that again with this in mind. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. That is, not during the Passover season, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that would extend for 7 days. You see, at the end of that 7 days, the people would begin to depart from Jerusalem, and at that time they'd reach out and put their hands on him. Now, we find here that the reason they didn't want to touch him during the feast day was lest there be an uproar of the people. The crowds were with the Lord Jesus. The common people heard him gladly. He fed and healed them. And then notice verse 3, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. This is a lovely thing. And John's Gospel places this incident 6 days before the Passover. You'd go back to John 12, you'd find that's true. But the question arises sometimes, have Matthew and Mark erred in placing it right before the Passover? Well, let's be very candid here and say that Matthew and Mark, neither of these two writers are attempting to give a chronological order. Their obvious purpose is to place this lovely incident next to the dark deed of Judas. And they are making a contrast here. And that's the reason they're brought together like this. There's no attempt, either Matthew or Mark, to give you a series of events in a chronological way to give you a biography of Christ. They're just not doing that. And what we have here, therefore, is a very vivid contrast of the conflict of light and darkness. Light in the act of Mary of Bethany. And by the way, John tells us that the woman was Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. And this is the thing that is quite interesting, I think, to note at this particular point.